A tall man in coveralls, with a bushy beard, at first looked irate, murderous, when the California Department of Fish and Wildlife SUV pulled up. He raised his blood-stained hand to shade his eyes from the headlight shine. Officer Broderick Sterling killed the high beams and waited a moment for the man to see him. When he did, the man's look of scorn suddenly morphed into that of someone who felt exposed, vulnerable. And then his face was that of a timid dog. Sterling enjoyed that change of expression so much, he wished he could turn the lights on, then off again, to see the same effect over and over. Coveralls gathered himself with all the dignity of someone who'd just pissed themselves and walked carefully over to the SUV driver's side. Sterling buttoned the window down and, with a quick survey, confirmed that the mass he saw beneath the man's stomping boots seconds ago was a motionless human being. Sterling perched his left arm in the window, then laid his Glock 19 service pistol over the arm. His right-hand grip was loose, and the gun hung there. The tall man wiped his hairy mouth with a shaky hand. "Warden?" "Nice night, wouldn't you say?" The man nodded, eyes darting.
"Sure is, Warden."
"A lot of moonlight tonight. I was just telling myself that on the way over here. I thought to myself, you know what? I bet I can even drive with my lights off. And guess what?"
"Yeah?"
Broderick jerked at the man. "It worked." The tall man nearly jumped out of his coveralls. Broderick laughed wickedly. He released the magazine from his Glock, cleaned the barrel, and removed the slide. He placed these parts on his dashboard and said, "I turned them off, and I could see everything just fine." Looking over the man's shoulders, Broderick said, "Like right now."
"Hey now," with a forced laugh, the man said, "Look, Warden, we don't want anything cross with you, not at all."
Broderick could see two other men pulling the body out of sight, failing miserably to operate inconspicuously.
And, rubbing his hands, Coverall said, "We've always steered clear of you. We've always done what you asked. We'd like to keep it that way."
"I got a tip from a pusher. You and your boys might be here, making an exchange of sorts. I believe a lettuce for broccoli kind of thing." The man looked over at his truck, quickly, then back at Sterling. Broderick removed the spring rod and barrel from the Glock's slide and wiped them with a white towel.
But looks like the swap fell through.
He put the pistol parts back on the dash and fished for a pack of gum in the console. Put a stick in his mouth. Then, he slung his left arm out the window and let his hand hang just above the blue and yellow Fish and Wildlife insignia. "Between chews," he said, "I'll be having all the lettuce. Or else, I think I just saw something being dragged in front of that explorer there." The man rocked anxiously, foot to foot.
"Well, see, we don't have any."
Sterling had a breathy laugh at that. He said,
"Oh man, a setup. You are some cold sons of bitches," and cackled.
When he was finished mocking the man, Broderick said plainly, "I'll be having all the broccoli then." He popped his back hatch. "You and the boys just go ahead and load her up." As they grudgingly loaded package after package of highly sought-after bud into the back of his government vehicle, Broderick Sterling cleaned his Glock barrel with a boar brush, wiped down the other pieces as well, chewed gum, and whistled a made-up tune.